Bill Hendry Show.
I think Secretary Napolitano has an awful lot of explaining.
These ads on Craigslist are not harmless.
Look, in banana republics, they prosecute people for actions they didn't agree.
Want to preserve the credit card market.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where truth is our bitch, the only news, talk, and entertainment show anywhere in the history of the medium whose sole concern is truth.
We own it.
Go over to twitter.com/realphilhendry and Twitter if you'd like. Call us at 877-876-PHIL. We've been talking this hour, last hour, a lot of hours about these CIA memos and what they may or may not bring up. And we have, in the last hour, we have pointed to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And every time I say that word, like I said, every time I say that word, that name, Pelosi, I can well imagine, oh, I get it. So this guy's a right-wing host. And no, it's really not it at all, because we're going to get into Napolitano and John Boehner, and he's a Republican, and he's full of crap. So how do you, you know... See, I'm done, man. I'm done playing that game of, well, I guess I better think this because this is what I am. I'm through. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I'm through. I want to know, where's the real stuff, huh? Where's the beef, like that old bag used to say on TV? Just give me the real stuff. Give me the truth, man. On the one hand, I got this Boehner making a big deal out of nothing with the DHS memo. And that is not to say that I don't respect our veterans. Absolutely. I'm saying to our veterans that you guys have nothing to worry about. This is another one of those tempests in a teapot, or however that saying goes.
Yeah, it's a tempest in a tea in a tea. Tempest in a teapot.
Thank you. What did you do, look that up?
Yeah, I went over to Craigslist.
You went over to Craigslist. I don't even want to know about that. What is that, tempestinateapot.com for all your... I don't know, old English lady. So anyway, and now we have this thing with Pelosi, who says she didn't know about waterboarding. Oh, no, 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 no. She had no idea. And she didn't know, certainly, that they were going to torture. She knew that. But she had no idea, even though she was the chairman of the House Committee on Intelligence, and she was a member of the Gang of Four, and nothing got past her, and if she saw classified documents, and on and on and on it goes. It is a brazen, full-on politicizing of the issue of national security, and they do it because they think you're too stupid to understand. Now, they also do it so that they don't have to necessarily get anything else solved, because guess what? If they don't, well, you know, George Bush left us with such a terrible economy, so we just... All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL is our number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Glendale, California. We got Vernon on the line listening to us. Vernon, how are you tonight?
Phil, I'm better than Custer, I guess, is the old saying. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
I heard what you said about Nancy Pelosi, and I am in agreement, and I'm very disappointed, and I have personal reasons for being disappointed in Ms. Pelosi. I don't have a dislike for the woman politically. In fact, I supported her early on in her career. I thought she was a good face to put on the Democratic Party.
Were you living in San Francisco at the time?
I was living in Southern California, which is where I live now, but I followed her career. I thought she was a good breath of fresh air, and she was a breath of fresh air, I think, for the Democratic Party, and I followed her. I supported her. I contributed money to her elections, to her various campaigns. And now I have listened very carefully to what you've been saying, and I've been listening very carefully to the other news. And I have to tell you, I'm so disappointed that she'd stand up there and, as you put it, and I think you put it very eloquently, lied like forgive me, but she lied like one of these Craigslist whores, you know. And
sir, I never, ever, ever, ever used that terminology.
Well, if you did not, forgive me, but I thought you said that Nancy Pelosi lied like a Craigslist whore.
No, sir, I did not. I never said that, sir.
Did I not hear you mentioning Craigslist?
You heard me mentioning Craigslist in connection with a completely different, in a different context. I was talking about the Craigslist story.
Well, then it's my mistake, and I apologize. But to be honest with you, I feel it's a very apt description of Ms. Pelosi to lie to the American people like she's selling it from Bangkok. Is, in my opinion...
Well, we don't have to go down that road, if you don't mind. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm trying to tell you is this. I am very disappointed in the Speaker of the House that she will not take responsibility for her knowledge of waterboarding, the knowledge that she had, as you mentioned, as a member of this gang, whatever, the gang of four, did you call it?
Yeah.
That she lies, that she said nobody told her that this was going to be used, and if they did... And I found myself getting, and I suffer from hypertension. I know a lot of men listen to your broadcast right now, that I was so betrayed, I think is the word. I felt so betrayed by this woman that I had to turn the channel, and this is, I'm very ashamed of this. I had to turn the channel over to CNN, where they're showing right now a documentary called Lifting the Veil. Now, this is a documentary, Phil.
No, I'm familiar with it.
You know?
Go ahead and describe it for the listeners.
It is a documentary on how brutally and horribly women are treated in Afghanistan and these other in the different Muslim republics or countries. And I had to go and watch Lifting the Veil to relax. That's how angry Nancy Pelosi made me.
No, now you're losing me. Why did you have to go look at this? I've seen. Look at this. They're beating a woman right here on TV on Lifting the Veil. I'm looking at it.
And I'm looking at it, and I am ashamed to have to say to you, it calms me down to see that. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that,
you're going to have to explain that one.
Okay, and I will. The reason why I'm telling you that is I got so angry at the betrayal of Nancy Pelosi and her gang of four, or whoever they are, I don't know.
Well, the Gang of Four are the various intelligence committee members who rank in both parties. There are four. Sometimes they're called the Gang of Eight.
I've heard of the Gang of Eight, but I've never heard of the Gang of Four. Are they the same?
No. They're yes. Four of them are also members of the Gang of Eight.
Well, you know what I'd call them? I would call them the Gang Bangers of Four. I would call them the Gang Bangers of Four because they're gang. They're not a Gang of Four. They're the Gang Bangers of Four. And her betrayal and her lies caused me so much anger that I had to go over to Lifting the Veil and calm myself down almost to the point of pleasure while I watched a woman in a bag getting beat with a tree branch.
That's... Sir, can I be honest with you?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say it's sick.
Yes, that's very sick.
No, but I'll tell you what's sick. It's what Pelosi did by lying to the American people.
Well, I don't think you can hang that on Nancy Pelosi that you relax.
No, because she made me so tense. Because her lies, her thievery.
Let's be clear what it is that we're talking about when we talk about Nancy Pelosi. There's no thievery going on here.
Well, I think the thievery of truth is something, Mr. Henry.
Well, there is no... What she basically is doing is she's politically positioning herself. She's trying to squeeze out from under the gate, you know? She's trying to... She is trying to make herself look okay in an increasingly bad situation here. Now, you feel you've been lied to. I think she's lying. But to say that she's forced you to watch Lifting the Veil on CNN.
Right now, Phil, while you were talking, I'm sorry, I didn't... Forgive me, I wasn't really listening to you because I was getting so much pleasure out of seeing a woman who has what looks like a bath towel tied around her head, and the bath towel is tied to the headboard, and she can't get... She's got to lay there in bed with her head tied to the bed. And I'm sitting here, and I'm going, you know, it's just almost like... Have you ever been to a...
So it's calming you.
Yeah, have you ever been to one of these spas where they calm you down?
Well, I've been to a spa where they have mud baths and...
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd go to a spa where they calm you down. I mean, you can go and relax.
Right. I feel almost as if I'm sitting in a spa and I'm just, because when I heard Pelosi, and I'll tell you right now... I can't do it, but if you played any of the audio of Pelosi talking and talking and talking and talking and not shutting up and lying through it all,
Well, let me do that for you right here. I've got Nancy Pelosi as she is addressing whoever it was she was addressing.
At that or any other briefing, and that was the only briefing that I was briefed on in that regard.
Listen to this.
We were not, I repeat, not told that waterboarding or any of these other enhanced interrogation methods were used.
That is a crawling lie.
Hold on.
Is that they had some legislative counsel, the Office of Legislative Counsel, opinions that they could be used, but not that they were. And they further the point was that if and when they would be used, they would brief Congress at that time.
See, she is okay. I'm going to tell you, Mr. Andrew, that lying Craigslist whore.
Now, wait a minute. I told you that that is an inappropriate, and I find it extremely inflammatory and insulting and degrading description of that woman. We don't have to go that far.
That woman lying like that. Now, watch. Tammy, turn it over to Lifting the Veil, please.
What?
Turn it over to Lifting the Veil. I want to show you something, Phil. There, right here. Oh, good.
What are you looking at, man?
There's a woman who's being, she's getting beaten in a soccer stadium. Now, ordinarily, that would be sick of me to say that.
I think it's sick of you to say it now.
No, it is not, sir.
I think it is sick of you to say that now, regardless of how tense Pelosi makes you.
Well, I didn't know that I was calling the Superman show. I wish I would have gotten the listing right in my radio guide here. Is this the Superman show?
I'm not Superman. I'm just saying that I don't think that it's an appropriate response, no matter how angry Pelosi makes you, to relax looking at a woman getting beaten in a soccer stadium.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Superman. And by the way, is Clark Kent there? See, I can play this any way you want to. I can play it any way you want to.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Dozier, we're out of time, and, you know, you've taken insulting me. I'm just saying I don't disagree with you about Pelosi, although I don't like the characterization of her. But at the end of the day, man, you're responsible for going over to CNN and watching Lifting the Veil.
Well, why do you think CNN is putting that on opposite the Fox News as they cover Pelosi? They're doing it. And I thank CNN, and I'd like to do that right now. I'd like to thank CNN for putting on Lifting the Veil opposite Pelosi, because if I didn't have CNN to go to and watch Lifting the Veil and relax, here, look at this right here. What is this, Tammy?
It is Ben.
Yeah, they're taking a woman now, and they're dragging her through the streets. They're doing something. Looks like they're walking a mule cart over her. Oh, boy, I feel better.
That's vile. That's vile.
Sir, I think I would respectfully submit that we have a difference of opinion, Mr. Henry.
Well, I got to take a break, and I appreciate your call.
Can I give out my website, please?
Go ahead.
Well, it's a dating site, and it's way better than Craigslist. We have Veiled Vixens.
Thank you very much for your call. Dump that.
Okay, dumped.
We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Conservatives call for Napolitano to resign, plus Obama pledges help for credit card users. So we'll go over some of his ideas up next. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Craigslist whore. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, boy. Look at this right here. Look, right. Yeah. They just dropped her out of an airplane.
World famous Phil Henry Show.